have another very passionate individual who's very committed to the world of activism for sustainable change, environmentalism, social, political, economic, spiritual change. Nate Max is an activist, a mentor, a life coach, a radio presenter. He's very involved on social media, got a big presence there. Nate supports others in the awakening process with his seminars, sound journeys, meditation classes, gatherings, and activism in the community. He's really also interested in and passionate in free energy. His car and bus both run off hydrogen, and he's an example for us to reclaim our sovereignty because he also lives off-grid in the motorhome. So please make welcome to the stage, Nate Max.
Thank you, yeah, cool. Is this working? Hi and welcome. Is the mic working? I can talk loud if I have to. Okay, cool. Thanks for having me. How's everyone feeling after 2 days of intense information? Yeah, it's been a lot. I've been feeling the energy kind of moving around and shifting and people's beliefs being triggered and pushed, which is good. Learning new information and also grounding in the old information. So first thing I want to say is thank you so much for everyone coming and supporting Anthony and supporting movements like this. So give me a clap. The first step to activism is just turning up, showing up. So you made everyone's job really easy, and now all we have to do is give you the information. So yeah, thank you very much. My name is Nate Max, and I've been doing this gig for about 8 years now. It kind of started an interesting awakening that I may not go into today because I don't want to get arrested or put in prison at the moment. So my old life was 13 years of kickboxing, working in the underworld, and doing everything illegal under the sun. So my awakening stemmed through that. And it was an interesting turnaround because it went full steam. I had to go 180 degrees, turn it around. And then how many people here wake up on a daily basis and you're just like, is this for real? Like, put your hand up if you're just like, I'm just going to go back to my old stuff. I do that twice a day usually, so you're not alone. So that was kind of, I had to go crash course into the awakening, the information, and luckily I had meditation and some spiritual practices which were there to kind of buffer me to make it through. Because if you don't have something to grab onto when you jump out of the old paradigm into the new, you're looking at a very daunting situation. And especially for people 10, 15, 20 years ago, imagine waking up back then, for your older people, there wasn't the internet like there is now. There wasn't all these groups and networks and Facebook groups that you could just join into and be like, wow, other people get me. They understand like why I do what I do, you know? You're just seen as crazy. So I'm happy to be in a room full of all the crazy people. So thank you very much. So I've got a little present for you all too at the end. I'm going to gift you guys this and what it is. It's a little seed. And this is actually from the Siberian forest. Has anyone read The Ringing Cedars of Russia, the book series? Yeah. Cool. So these are the seeds from that forest, literally from the Tiaja where, you know, Anastasia lived. And I'll talk about that a little bit more. Because everything that's going on in the world at the moment, the simplest thing we can do is just plant some trees, right? So simple. So here's a seed. And if we can all plant one tree today or in the next however long, we've created a legacy for our children. And in the end, this is not about us at the moment. This is actually about the generations to come. We're going to make it through one way or another. We're going to get through depending on which timeline we happen to go on. But it's our kids' kids and generations on. So I've been doing a lot of work with Native American Indian shamans and Aboriginal elders. And what I'm trying to do is merge the two worlds. So the Western world, what we have, the technology, and then the ancient technology, which has been here forever. So I'm trying to awaken people in a way that let's be more sacred about the way we eat, the way we breathe, the way we think, and every practice we do. Now, in the Native American Indian culture, they wouldn't do a practice if that practice would have a detrimental effect seven generations on. And what are we doing now? We're going to be lucky to have any resources and forests left if we continue in the direction we're going. And it is an annoying topic, you know. We're like, far out, it's such a big thing because it's going on everywhere. And we know the whole control structure which is happening, which is kind of suppressing us from getting these free energies out to cancer cures and all that. I think most of you are aware of how this system works. You know, it's very suppressive. It's a very suppressive system. So when we step back into the sacred, when we step back into our hearts, that's when not only are we shifting and changing timelines, but we're inspiring people around us to do better and make better decisions as well. So it's really important. The true activism is the inner activism. I think you all learned today that we're aliens living in a skin suit on a planet that's got a quarantine around it, right? I think yesterday Panna said that. And it's like, what did I incarnate into this reality? So it's a tough reality. So anything we can do to get back into the playfulness, the happiness, and do what we're doing in a place of peace and love, that's going to be beneficial. Because what happens is we get into this world of activism, we get into the knowledge, the truth, the conspiracy, all these situations which have a lot of fact and basis behind it, but then the first thing is we get angry. We're like, damn the system, fuck this. And I was so angry. Coming back from a kickboxing background, which I might show you a picture, we'll go through. You'll go, that's not you, big giant mohawk and on the steroids, bikies and all that. So we can get into that. And I actually got a photo of, I think of us. Hey, this is us. So we are the odd bunch, you know what I mean? So we have to be playful with it. And if you haven't connected with people in the room properly yet, make sure you connect with as many people as you can, take as many phone numbers as you can, because sometimes the content is inspiring and beautiful, but the connections you make today, that can be something that will change the way you live the rest of your life. There's going to be someone here in this room that has something for you. Think about the possibilities and the timelines of all the chances and choices you made over the last how many years? Millions and millions of chances and choices, but you're all here today in this room. You all made it. You all turned up. To not get people's phone numbers, to not connect, would be, that'd be no good. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to basically say thank you to the Aboriginal elders for this land. I'm going to play some drum. And these sprays here, these are Pure Heart Alchemy sprays. They're just floral sprays, biodynamic. They've got Blue Mountain spring water in them, and they've been put in the Lakrovsky Rife machine. You guys aware of healing machines, frequency machines? So it's been put in a frequency machine, and what it's done, it's upgraded the potential of those flower essences, and it puts 15 million codes into the flowers. So you can put cannabis oil in there, you can put a human being in there, and they've been curing cancer with this thing for 100 years, but obviously it doesn't make any money, so why would you do that, right? Silly. This is a Native American Indian pipe song. Just listen. Keep your eyes closed and breathe. Thank you, Mother Earth, for supporting us, the clothes we wear, the food we eat, the cars we drive, the houses we live in. Everything is supported by you, and we give you thanks, and we're here to look after you, our home, our only home. at this point in time. And today we set an intention that we do better in the world for ourselves, looking after our own health, looking after our children's health, looking after Mother Nature and Mother Earth, and try and live and step in a more sacred way. Thank everybody. Aham Atakuyasam. Take your time and just open your eyes when you're ready. There is no rush. Thank you for allowing that space for me to sing that song for you guys. That was taught to me by a Native American Indian Navajo, 76th generation. And since I've met these natives, the way that I do life is so much different. Rather than the knocking the door down, the fighting, the resistance, that caused me a lot of energy to be released and leave my body. Not in a positive way, taken. Everything is energy, we know this, right? It's frequency, it's vibration, it's energy. So when we're butting heads, when we're fighting the system, we're actually, you can feel it. You've been in an altercation maybe before with someone where you've gotten so angry, and then after you've just felt drained. That's your vital life force energy. And the only way to tap that up is through deep meditation, sunshine, and working through trauma. That's something that basically runs down. We can fill it up with food and things like that, but the main way is through deep meditation to bring that chi energy back in. So just think of yourself, every time that you're getting upset, you're actually giving energy away. And we don't know what's taking it. Most people aren't seers and sages. Some people can see, but there is a non-physical energy exchange program, we'll say, in a nice way, that's going on. So the best thing we can do is work out ways to go around the system in a place of love and positivity, but still have the same outcome. Now, Brian would know, I spoke to him the other week. I actually got onto Twitter, and so I added up Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Obama. I just added all of them, and then I started slamming them on Twitter. And then 2 nights later, I had a massive psychic attack that nearly wiped me out, and I had to actually go outside and lay on the grass naked for about 5 hours. And it was powerful, you know, that's full resistance. And I deserve that. I'm pushing the boundary anyway, but this was just like the next step. And it was unnecessary, you know, it was an unnecessary negative energy. And I was like, why did I buy into that for? So that's showing you what happens if we fight the system in a way that's not conducive to life, not from the heart space. Now, how do you all feel after a bit of drumming and a bit of singing? Pretty grounded, right? So music and drumming and positivity and love, it works. We're all feeling centered, we're all feeling connected, we're all feeling like a group after being a little bit splattered from being outside. So my actual project started about 5 years ago, and it was called the Nate Max Project, and I never knew why it was called the Nate Max Project. The name Nate was just a nickname for myself. And then about 2 years after that, I met a guy called Max Spears. Does anyone know Max Spears, Super Soldier? Yeah, and we started connecting, working, and we're basically going to bring him over here and we're going to tour together because we do very similar work. I go right into the occult, right into the sacrifice, right into the energy harvesting and some really deep, dark things. And it's not a pleasant scenario, but someone has to shine some light into it. It has to be shown so then we can expose it and then we can transmute it in a way. Once again, we can't fight that. Even though it's bad and it's terrible, we can't fight it that way. So not long after, me and Max were talking about, you know, coming to Australia, and then he was killed. He was murdered in Poland. So 37 years old. And then I realised it was a Nate Max Project. You know, it was actually a tribute for him. I didn't know 2 years earlier. Like, why would you name it Nate Max? So it's kind of like this is a little tribute because he actually has come to me 3 times since he's passed. And he said to me, he goes, Nate, he goes, don't do what I did. He said, find another way. Because at the time, not too long ago, I'm still shifting and changing now, I was poking every single bear in every cage with a stick, doing my hardest just to try and get a reaction. Like, you want a reaction to know that this is real. That's the biggest trick, right? Is this actually going on? Can this reality actually be playing out? Sometimes it's like, I'm not even sure this is happening. Are we really living in a world with this type of situation when we're so close to having heaven on earth? We have all the technology, all the people, all the power, and all the money in the world to literally have heaven on earth. We have free energy technology sitting there in the Patents office. We're digging stuff out of Antarctica at the moment. Then we're going to replace that with the stuff in the Patents office and just slowly drip feed a bit more. I think most of you guys are aware of that, right? The suppression of technology, the suppression of cancer cures, it's been around forever. And it's one of these things that if we can keep pushing it forward, we're going to see the world change much more quickly. So this is a little tribute for Max. So, a beautiful man. And he also said to me, he goes, play the game well, but don't become it. Powerful words. Really, that wasn't, he actually connected with a friend of mine and then she gave me the message. But he said, there's this guy, Max, and he keeps wanting to talk. And it was two really powerful things, you know. Don't do it the way I did it. And yeah, beautiful, beautiful and simple. So what I'm trying to do is head into that direction. So I've been doing the YouTubes, Facebooks, and the social media for quite some time now. Interviewed some big names. Me and El High Priest are doing quite a lot of stuff together at the moment. This is the guy in the middle. He's actually liaisoning with Julian Assange's dad at the moment because they're trying to put him in prison. So we're the interface between the CIA and Julian Assange. So this is not some little low down operation we're running at the moment. It's all kind of, you need to be careful and we need to support ourselves. We need to support the tribe of people who are around us and be aware that we're getting towards the end of the days now where the good is starting to appear everywhere. People are popping up all over the place. Organic food is coming in fashion. People are going plant-based diet. People are filtering their water. We're stepping outside the old systems and it's happening everywhere. And that's why they're so scared. This control system is so scared because it's ending. It's over and we have to continue it going. We cannot stop. But what I want to talk about today in particular is we can't be waiting for dates, times, moments, planetary alignments. We need to take action on the ground because you guys are the ground crew. You're the ones who decided to incarnate here to make a change on the earth. So we're not going to wait for fictional characters to come back. We've learnt about religion, right? We're all past that now. Yeah, cool. So let's not buy into the next scenario and get caught up waiting. Let's not be waiting. Let's just be taking action. And you don't have to go out and do something crazy tomorrow. It's just little steps each day. Simplest things like not buying products with companies and organizations who poison us off. Let's just not buy their products and let them go broke. Let's stay off certain platforms like Facebook. Let's use, say, truth.network. There's a new network now run by Brendan D. Murphy. And it's for you guys. It's for conscious people or for anyone, but there's no censorship. So let's just pull back all their energetic hooks and all their ties that they have into us and go, we're just not going to play the game. We're not going to play tug of war and fight it. We're actually going to chuck it on the ground and we're not going to play the game altogether. So that's the YouTube. Been talking on the radio for quite some time. Got into podcasts. Spoke at the Adelaide Podcast Festival, which was kind of difficult because I spoke towards the end and by then, everyone had about 25 schooners. So I was coming in to talk about this, you know, deep situation, and everyone's just like, yeah. I'm like, and I realised I don't have a pub talk. You know, I don't have a pub talk. Like, it's serious. So that was interesting. Had to really, like, work on that one. As soon as I got off the stage, I was like, never again. And I've been running quite a few meditation classes, been getting into high schools and talking to kids, year 11 and 12. So that for me is probably one of the most important things is getting in and talking to the kids because these kids are coming through with abilities like I've never seen before. These children are so evolved, it's incredible, especially the ones who haven't been damaged when they're younger. So these kids are the ones we need to look after. And there's a real lack of mentors at the moment. That's what I'm finding. So people like you who are stepping up to the plate, we really need people to create men's circles and women's circles and just gather together. Just call people up and go, hey, come to my house, we'll have some tea, and just sit in a circle, put the fire down, grandfather fire, make a fire in the backyard, and just sit around. I guarantee you, just by sitting in front of that fire, which has coding, has frequency, that's why they're trying to ban fires, because you sit in front of it, it's awakening the pineal gland just by looking at a fire. Same as looking at the sun. It's beautiful. It's positive energy. It's solar energy, you know? So if we can just do that, get people over to our houses and have a little chat, I can almost promise you that something is going to spiral out from that because the whole internet is kind of finished for truthers now. It's done. The censorship is so hard. I'm getting shadow banned at 96% now. Alex Jones is off the air, whether you like him or not. He's been putting out a lot of powerful information for a long time. I've been listening to the guy, and I do take a lot from his talks. But it shows if someone like that can go down, how are we going to stop it? So we need to get back to the streets, human connection, hugging, talking, meeting people, rather than doing this Facebook, the Instagram, the internet dating. It's got to end. We have to go back to the natural, normal, sacred ways of communicating as human beings. So we've lost a few things, but it's not over. We just need to go back to where it was. Draw a line in the sand and go, right, time to move forward, time to move on. So, yeah, we've been doing some Cambo also. And what I will offer you guys, once I hand out these seeds later and explain it, we do sweat lodges, plant medicine ceremonies, and a lot of different ceremonies, and you guys can come down. If you just subscribe to the website, we're going to have a sweat lodge next week with Chilean shamans who have been working with Lakota Indians for 25 years. And they said, yeah, let's just get everyone into sweat lodge. Sweat lodge is like a fire on steroids, you know what I mean? You get to do prayers and blessings in there and open a portal, and you connect with the elders and the elemental spirits. And all the stories they have from their times connects with our stories of our interdimensional brothers and sisters. It's the same story, but different names. They connect to the Pleiades. They connect to the Sirius system. So these cultures have been connecting forever, but we're like, call them aliens, where they call them elemental spirits or this or that. So we're all on the same page. Now, I brought one of my elder friends into a sweat lodge with our shaman, and he saw all of his elders. He was an Aboriginal elder. So he jumped into the Native American sweat lodge, and he saw all of his elders. They stood around him, and they spoke to him, and he's like, this is what it's about. It's the merging of the different cultures, the rainbow people, all the colors coming together, sharing their gifts, sharing the positive things they have and going, right, this is all the same. That's all the same. Why don't we just work together? Why don't we just do some unity and focus on the things that make us the same, and let's not worry about the ones that divide us. Flat Earth, things like that. Let's not fight over it. Let's just research what's happening. Let's just get to the end without fighting each other, because if we fight each other, there's going to be no one left. And we don't want that. We want to feel supported. I want to wake up knowing the world's going in a positive forward direction. So that's available. And main thing about this is cross-pollinating. Like I said, we have so many beautiful things happening. This is my dog. And I thought I'd put him on there because he's in every protest, every photo, every seminar. And I've learned so much about unconditional love from having a dog. I highly recommend people get a dog before they get a girlfriend, you know. Learn love first. So his name's Malou. And he would have been here. I've tried to sneak him in this place a few times before. But the last week leading up to this seminar, I had my medicine drum disappear, my wallet was stolen, my phone smashed on the ground, my car broke down yesterday, and then my dog broke his leg. Oh. Yeah, so I've had a lot of interference. I've had a lot of, like I said, psychotronic attacks, and that's what me and Max Spears connected over, because I didn't have anyone to talk to about getting attacked through phone towers, through non-physical attacks, through black magic. So this is something I had to learn how to protect myself. And what I realized, the reason why I was getting these attacks, because I was open. My energetic signature was open and I wasn't healthy. My gut was open. When you have holes in your gut, you have holes in your auric field, as above, as below. So we need to really understand that physical health connects directly to your spiritual health. And that's the way they can interface. And I've done quite a few interviews with Harold Krauss-Vella. He's a leading expert on geoengineering, Magellan's AI, and transhumanism, things like that. And we had a really good talk too, also about protecting ourselves and how, leading up to a seminar, when he'll do one, he would actually feel the frequency start buzzing through his house. So what he would do, he would go and lay on the couch and he'd pretend to be asleep. And then he'd feel it buzzing him. Then he'd get up and he'd go lay on the other couch. And it would stay there, showing that it's mechanical. It's artificial. It's not a human being directing it. There's some sort of machine. So we're coming into a realm of really, really technical technology, really insane technology. And is it human beings running it? Is it the deep state or is it something else? We're creating a world at the moment through the geoengineering and the nanotechnology, which is in the sky. And this is creating an internet of things. So we're having an internet interface of the whole entire Earth. So every part, this is the internet here. There's piezoelectric nanocrystals floating here right now. They're RF chips, they're tracking devices. Not only are they making something well, but they're terraforming the skies, they're cloaking alien craft like Panacet. So these chips basically are a 3D real-time mapping of the whole entire globe. The missile defense system, And how do we counter that? By knocking down more rainforests and putting up more concrete buildings and putting 5G in there? Or do we just plant some more trees? This whole global warming scenario, you know, and the catastrophe that's going on, I don't hear anyone talking about planting trees. Let's spray sunscreen in the sky. Let's do all these ridiculous processes. So that's why I'm giving the seeds out today and just going back to basics. We can counter everything they're doing really easily. And your physical vessel, your human vessel, the DNA and that soul that's in there is much more powerful than any technology they have. And exactly what Brian Schaefer says, you have to be the dominant force. And that means grounded, that means biochemical, spiritual, physical, every part of your being needs to be balanced. We need to get these heavy metals out of the body. I've been doing health for about 10 years, natural health, treating people with cancer with all these different machines, Rife machines, Noble Flame machines, the only Tesla coil in Australia, healing beds, all these cool technologies, and they've been working, you know. And the issue is people can heal themselves without technology. We don't even need it, but we're not there yet, consciously and physically. So the first thing I'd say to people is really look after your health and let's go for the heavy metal detoxes. Go to someone and get yourself tested. Get an oligo scan test and actually see where you're at. We've tested over 250 people with this machine, and every person that's been tested, even children, vegans, young, old, healthy people, they're in the high to very high range of heavy metals. Everyone. Because this is a global situation. It's happening everywhere now. So the best thing to do is work out where you're at, get yourself tested, work out a protocol. I've got a guide on my website which does all this, the full heavy metal detox. Because heavy metals correlate to mineral deficiencies. So when you have high metals, you're missing a mineral over here. If you have low this, you have high that. So they're all in balance, and it's like a key. If you don't have any zinc, the cadmium will go in there and it will take its place. Then your body will start trying to convert cadmium. So yeah, cadmium being processed through the body, probably not a good thing. We can leave that in batteries. And I've been living off-grid for a while. This is the motorhome and the bus, 1960s model Bedford. I was trying any way to get off-grid and get away from the system. You know what I mean? Like, what can I do to not be part of the 9-to-5 slavery system? Everyone's like, you can't do it. Anyway, I've been doing it. It's been great. It's fine. I recommend if you ever want to do it now. You're in Australia. It's the safest country in the world. If you can't get a motorhome and go travel in it, you're not going to do it anywhere. So anything that's triggering you, you wanted to do, start doing these things now. See where life takes you. You know, if it's fun, do it. There it is in India. No, not really. That's Photoshop. My mate said that to me, so. And yeah, I basically travelled around the country and just met all these amazing kids and people and talked to them, got them in the bus, taught them about meditation. My mate Walkaway Dave here, he teaches kids surfing, surfing lessons, and he goes in the bush for 60 days at a time, and what he does, he eats nothing but bush food, and then he pulls out all the rubbish out of the bush. And he pulled out last season 5 tons of rubbish by himself. Nothing but bush food, drinking water off a mountain, down near Seal Rocks, just past that way. 5 tons, just by himself, one guy. What a legend. Free surfing lessons. So these are just cool people that I've met as I've been driving. You know, I met these guys at Byron Bay, and they end up buying a bus 2 weeks later after they'd been in my bus. I drove it home for them, and they actually make custom puzzles. And this is a big puzzle machine here. And they create puzzles. So any of you guys who've got businesses, they can puzzle up your businesses and use it as a marketing, you know. I'm telling them, can you get me pictures of Hillary and I'll sell them, yeah? Hillary for prison? Like, as a joke, you know. Not really a joke. Yeah, so then I got into the free energy. So those buses and the cars are running on hydrogen. So simple. I spent $300 and I'm getting a 40% fuel saving. And I did it in my garage. So what is Mercedes-Benz doing? What is BMW doing? What are all these big companies doing? They're doing fucking nothing. They don't care. So it's up to us to care. It's up to us to hold them accountable. If no one is ringing up the politicians, if no one's hassling them, if no one's writing letters in, nothing's happening. Don't assume someone out there is doing it, because they're not. If you're not doing it, no one's doing it. That's how it works. We are the cutting edge. So we need to start writing letters, and we actually need to get more people into local government and hold these losers accountable. Because they don't have no idea what's going on in the world. They really don't. Some of them are caught up in the darker stuff, but most of them are just so disconnected from what's going on in the world, nothing is going to change. They're focused on roundabouts, speed humps, and putting in a new car park. You know, they knock down a whole bunch of trees. And so we need to inform these guys. It's up to us to inform them. So this is a call of action today, to inform people who are uninformed, and that's everyone. So what a great time on earth to be here to make change. It's a perfect time. If you're awake, you can just go to the coffee shop and wake five people up without hassling them, without being religious. Just plant a seed. Talk about the water. Talk about some things. Someone else is going to say something, and then they're going to have the awakening. So just keep doing what you're doing. Keep silently being those guerrilla activists. You know, we don't have to go out and go crazy. So I worked with a mob to do with hydrogen. They had a big seminar at Rose Hill. And what happened was they invited all the big mining companies, everyone around Australia to come down because this is going to be great. We're going to save, it was actually saving 40%, but they legally had to save 15%. And I went down there with all of my camera gear and everything to promote it. Took two of my trucks down there because I used to have a transport company. And not one single person showed up. An email went out to every single company and said, do not go down there. So they had the whole of Rose Hill booked out, 500 tables, and it was us and 15 of us. Not one single dude showed. So that's even that, just 15% reduction, they are spewing. So imagine we start bringing out the proper hydrogen technologies, which I'm working on right now. All I need is another 100 grand and we'll have one that's 100%. So it's there, it's happening. And once this comes out, they'll just release something else and be like, oh, we've got this now, we can pay for it. So it's this kind of game of cat and mouse, and we're just going to keep up, stay positive and keep pushing. Keep resisting in a positive, beautiful way. And that's my mate from Hydro Club USA. He does it in America. If you want to get it set up for your car, you can just message Richie. He's from Alabama. He's cool, Bert. Very interesting guy. That was a truck I used to own. So I was driving down the freeway all the time just going, there must be a better way of doing this. I'm using 1,800 litres of fuel per week. 1,800, filling up four 450-litre tanks, smashing it, you know? And I was like, how? How can we be doing this? So then I put gas. I put an LPG mix, and it gave me a bit of a saving. And then I was like, right, what else can we do? Looked into Stanley Meyer, which is not hard. Google him. Google it up. Oh, yeah, there we go. Build it at home. So it's all there. We just need to keep pushing and not be afraid. What happens is everyone's like, oh, they're going to get you, Nate. They're going to do this. Like, go away. Keep your fear to yourself. I don't want it. That's your reality. So don't allow people's fear and their programs to enter into your reality at all. Just, I'm good, thanks. That's not going to happen to me. That's not my reality. We're going to grow. We're going to thrive. That's what's going to happen to us. The system's finished. It's over. So this is not how I was. You know, this is 5, 6, 7 years ago. This wasn't the way I was living. It was an interesting, strange, weird journey going from what I was doing before into what I'm doing now. So don't be afraid of who you are. Don't be afraid of where you came from, because it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is right now, this moment. Everything else is in the past. Everything else is history. You can turn everything around in one moment. Just decide, make a decision. I'm going to do this now. Don't hold yourself accountable for all the things that happened in the past. Know that they're lessons, you know? So that was before. Topless waiter, bikey, race boats, cars, kickboxer. You wouldn't know it, right? I'm not going to leave on that for long. But just to show you, that's where it came from. That's what it was about. So I had to do the 180 and drop into my heart, not have any ego. So my main thing now is basically just identifying the people who are in these realms. Because if you walk around Gold Coast, like I walk around Gold Coast today, everyone's on steroids. All the women have these lips, boobs, everything is going on. I was like, wow, like maybe I've been in the bush too long, but it was really intense walking down the street. Everyone looks the same. I walked past a shop and there was T-shirts in there for sale that said cocaine and bitches. That was on a T-shirt. Like, how is that on a T-shirt? And I was just walking down, just getting my mind blown the whole way through the street. And so if we don't catch this, if we don't make being conscious and being aware cool, this is going to keep spreading. So we need to pull this back, especially with the younger generations, with the kids. We need to mentor them. We need to help them to grow up to be conscious people who are aware of the earth and make that cool. That's the way we can do it. If you make anything cool, people will buy it. If you make anything sexy, the masses will come on board. They don't care about the health side of it. They're just happy to be part of what everyone else is doing. So be those leaders, you know what I mean? Be those leaders. You know what you're good at. You know what your gifts are. Hone in on that. And don't be afraid. So yeah, we are in obviously a very interesting situation where, you know, the Western world is dying from obesity, and then the African countries are now starving, 30 million people worldwide. So you have Syria, you know, that's what it looks like after our liberation. It's not us, so don't blame us, don't blame America. You know, blame the people who are controlling the shots. We're always fighting and blaming countries, blaming corporations, don't blame them. There's a few people who are calling the shots, but we have to, once again, wake up the soldiers, wake up the police officers, wake up the parking rangers. I was speaking to a guy today, I was walking over, and this parking ranger guy slapped a whole bunch of fines in the car park, but the machine was broken. And he went up and said, "Mate, the machine's broken." He goes, "It's not my problem." So that's an unconscious male. And that's the issue. We're trying to separate with this native shamanism the unconscious male. We have this old energy of the male, and then we have this energy of the female, which is not conducive to being feminine because they've had to step up in their aspect as well. So we've got women who are being hyper-masculinized or hyper-feminized, one of the two, also through food, weaponized food. And we have men that don't know how to connect. They don't know how to speak love. They don't know how to speak truth. The affection thing is just like almost a no-go these days. You hug people and it's like, oh, you know when you feel that when you hug people and you're like, oh, that was awkward? But it's a hug. It's a hug. It's the most natural, beautiful thing. Like, how could we not hug people and just be like, oh, it's lovely. Thank you for that beautiful hug. So the men's circle and the women's circles is where we're at because that's how we connect properly. We connect properly when we're sitting in a circle and we can talk openly and deeply. We use a bit of tea as a catalyst. Anything, to tea, cacao, maybe do a harpe ceremony, do a meditation, anything you want to just use a catalyst to get them slightly altered. This is Bob here. You just take 5% that way and they're ready to talk. And when you scratch below the surface, just a tiny little bit, most people are ready to fall apart. That's why when you get a haircut, it's like full projections. People are getting a haircut and a psychology treatment at the same time. Have you ever sat there and you're like, wow, that was intense. Thank you. And you're like, get their haircut and they walk out and the barber's like, oh man, next haircut. So everyone is kind of holding in this trauma. And I did a lot of work with Teal Swan about trauma release. It's all about trauma release. We're all holding it around here. We haven't used it. We haven't utilized it. We haven't gotten rid of it. We don't know how to get rid of it. Animals, they shake it off. They have an argument. They fight. They both shake and they leave. There's a technique now that people are using called the shaking technique. And it's literally shaking and releasing trauma. And it's very, very powerful for releasing trauma. Breath work. Okay, all these different methods to release these things. We need to look into that because we're all carrying it. Ancestral trauma, DNA trauma, and all types of different trauma are just sitting there manifesting in our guts and our bodies. So, and that's what's happening. People are waking up and they're like, what kind of bird is this? That's the world we're in at the moment, right? They're so disconnected. They've forgotten what nature is, what it's like. So we have to have a joke about it and don't get angry at them. Don't call them sheep. I've done it so many times. It's so not good. I was the biggest sheep. You know what I mean? I admit it. I was the worst. So we can't get angry at the way they're at because this is a beautiful chance for us to give them some information and help them flourish, you know, very simple. Right, so I'm not going to go on geoengineering. These are all the protests that I was at, you know, boom, 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 that's my crew. See, look how bad that is, you know, anti. That's not a nice thing. It's not the people. Everyone's as brainwashed as each other. America, Israel, every country is brainwashed. They think they're right. Okay, but that's all my Arab and Muslim friends from Sydney. That's our crew. So this is all when I was protesting, you know, boom, 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 big heavy protests. Going down there, got shot with a frequency weapon in that protest, dropped me to my knees. Took me about 3 days to recover. Felt sick, felt anxiety for 3 days. I don't get anxiety, so that's what happens when you fight. You can do it by artwork, by music, by creativity. And after that, the protesting, I was like, I'm just going to disappear in Gulf Grid. I'm going to disappear. So I went to Cape York 3 times with mates, secretly looking for land. I was like, I'm just going to find some land, I'm going to disappear, and everyone can do their own thing. And then the 3rd trip, I got up there and I was like, this is looking good. It's arid, it's hot, it's not great, it's crocodiles, it's sharks, it's everything here. But I'll make it, you know. And then the next day, boom, geoengineering, everywhere, at Cape York. I thought there mustn't be any up there. Then I went inland, you know, thousands of kilometres. And I was geoengineering, and I was just like, no, you can't escape. You know, we're all here together. Like, we're not escaping this. We are working through this together. That's the thing. Don't exit. Just take action. And if you're not feeling well, get your health right, and then come back to it. Don't stress yourself out and get angry, and your friends and your family just want to just throw you away. We don't want that. Just look after yourself. Number one most important thing. So that's the geoengineering. This is the sweat lodges with Wind, the shaman. He's a bit sick at the moment, so we've got new people, you guys can come down. And this is an alien craft that went past when we were doing Sweat Lodge. That's Mount Yango. That is actually the most sacred site in Australia for Aborigines, or Origines, as we should call them. That is where Yahweh leapt up. And on Uluru, there's actually pictures of Mount Yango. So that's a very, very high vibrational area, and there's a military base underneath Yangon as well. Black helicopters come in at night time and land. So you can see it here actually shining on the forest floor. See there? Moved across, landed, and that was when we're doing Sweat Lodge. When we do Sweat Lodge, all the ancestors and the spirits come down when we do Vision Quest. It's a rites of passage for the boys, so 4 days and four nights with no food and no water, out in the bush by yourself banging a drum. And yeah, Sasquatches come up and they watch you. 10 foot tall Sasquatches watching. One of the guys is from the SAS, and a Sasquatch came up to him and he shit his pants, literally. Yeah, he didn't believe in any of these stories, folk stories, and big tough Irish guy wearing a kilt. And yeah, he saw a Sasquatch for the first time and he's a believer now. So, and this is all we can do, guys. Relax. Nothing is in control. No one is, you know, we can't fight it. And jump into your inner work. If you're not meditating every day, you should be. Honestly, we should be doing it every day. We know that we can co-create. We know that if we all focus on one thing together, we can change the course of reality and actually tear holes in this reality. Simon Parkes did it. 280 people, they meditated, focused on CERN, the Hadron Collider. During that meditation, the lightning bolt struck it and it shut the main tower down. Just 280 people. And they might not even been really conscious people. They might have been just, you know, the average people. If you're doing a lot of inner work, the amount of energy you're bringing in and sending out is like huge. You're holding the area for this whole of Gold Coast if you're really doing that work. So jump into the inner work, do as much as you can. That's the elders compared to now, you know. So that's the families today. We can change this all around. We just go home and start changing things. Change the products we eat, change the way we eat, and what we do at the dinner table. Turn the TV off, sit down and be sacred. Grandfather Fire, thank you for the food, Mother Earth. Thank you. Bless and say thank you for everything we do, rather than just rushing through life. We have to do it slowly. Like Brian said, do it slowly. Come back. Pull yourself back. And yeah, so happy. He's got a bucket. It's like a man's bucket. That's all he needs. Why don't we go back to that? Just being happy, got clothes, we're alive, we're healthy. You know, we're in a country, it's not crazy stuff going. So simple. So just, yeah, detox, wire your internet, okay? Start doing your organic food if you can. You need to be looking at heavy metal detox. So if you guys want to connect later, I'll send you to a guy. He's amazing. He does a full scan and it'd be very beneficial for your health. And structured water, you can talk about that later with me. And just stay positive, guys. So thank you so much. And these seeds, if you want to hand them out someone, and this is a gift from me to you, look up on YouTube or Google how to plant them, because there's a process. They need to be frozen. But it's a ringing cedar from the Siberian forest. And there's books called the Anastasia books, The Ringing Cedars of Russia. This is what we can do, activism, true activism. They're the books. Okay, these books will change your life. They're incredible. They're beautiful. 20 million copies sold worldwide with no advertising. And that's it. They're the seeds, and you guys are going to have them today. So we're going to create a legacy, put some trees in the ground, and then maybe send me a photo to the website. Send an email of a photo of it growing, you know, and I'll put it up there, and we can be proud that we've done something beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.